This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More than half of American adults have now gotten at least one COVID shot. Here in the U.S., COVID shots are free, of course, but in other places, people have to pay for them, like in India, where the coronavirus situation is so dire that many politicians are now asking the government there to make the shots available free. The U.S. is restricting travel from India beginning tomorrow because of the COVID situation there. A boat apparently bringing immigrants to the U.S. illegally capsized and broke apart off the coast of San Diego, killing at least three people. Dozens of others had to be hospitalized. Fire rescue Lieutenant Rick Romero.
I saw people just getting sucked out, floating out. Some of them were face down, and then a whole bunch of people down below along the base of the cliff there just... A couple of citizens were starting CPR on one person.
In Mississippi, a line of tornadoes whirled across the state yesterday. Homes and businesses were damaged, trees down, power lines down, but we don't have any immediate word of injuries. The funeral is at noon today for Andrew Brown Jr., a black man shot by deputies in North Carolina almost 2 weeks ago.
A viewing of the body was held, and Brown's family led a march yesterday in Elizabeth City to the place where the 42-year-old was killed. His aunt, Lily Brown Clark, spoke.
The family is heartbroken, angry, distressed, hurt.
Today they bury the father of seven. Reverend Al Sharpton delivers the eulogy. He says he'll make clear the shooting is part of continual abuse of police power. On April 21st, deputies attempted to serve Brown with drug-related warrants. I'm Julie Walker.
The Biden administration says that four families that were separated at the Mexico border during Donald Trump's presidency will be reunited in the United States this week. This is AP News. Kyle Busch is NASCAR's 10th Cup race winner in 11 events. Jerry Jordan reports.
Kyle Busch led four times for 20 laps at Kansas Speedway, with the final 10 laps being the most important as he picked up his first NASCAR win of the season, and it came on his birthday.
There's no better day to win than, I guess, on your birthday. You get to party twice.
Busch battled Kyle Larson for most of the race, but Larson had the dominant car, leading 132 circuits around the track. He would be relegated to 19th after a late race restart shuffled him back in the field.
Hate that I screwed that up and cost ourselves a good finish.
For Busch, the win ended a roller coaster week of emotions as he and his wife Samantha shared the heartbreaking news that she had had a miscarriage. Kevin Harvick finished the race in second, his strongest run of the year, with Brad Keselowski taking third. I'm Jerry Jordan.
Billionaire Warren Buffett is advising you to own an S&P index fund instead of betting on individual stocks. He's warning against what he calls gambling. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.